Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we are talking with Diane Dill. She's author of the upcoming book, Last Train to Yesterday, Letting Go of the Past. And we'll be discussing how negative emotions from your past can follow you into adulthood. And we'll offer tips to just get off that train that keeps taking you back to those hurtful places. So welcome, Diane.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here with us. And I guess my first question for you is, how are these kind of haunting and hurtful memories of our not-so-happy past, how are those similar to taking a train ride?
Well, in real life, if you get on a train, it's going to take you to a destination, and you choose the destination of the place where you would like to go. And by the same token, our emotions can take us to the same kind of places. Like places like guilt, regrets. And so in the book, I tried to compare a real train with an emotional train and show how we keep getting on the train emotionally and going to places that we might not particularly want to go.
Well, I mean, that is a very good analogy, giving the visual of stepping onto that train and trucking towards, and almost gaining momentum, right, towards these hurtful places and destinations. And that actually led me right into my next question for you, which is, what are some of those destinations? You just mentioned guilt, but what are some of the other painful destinations that this emotional train can take us to?
Well, besides guilt and anger, and, I mean, the list is endless. Frustration. I tried to take just some of the negative emotions. There would be no way to list all of them and do a little bit of information, a little chapter on each one. But I have one called Anger Crossroads, because I think anger really is in the middle of a lot of other negative emotions. And so it's kind of a crossroad that you come to, and then you choose which direction you go from there. A lot of people have not just the anger, but, I mean, sometimes hatred and lots of negative emotions.
Why do you think, Diane, that these negative feelings, experiences from the past have such power over us, even though time has so many years have gone by?
Well, our subconscious minds record everything that we see and everything that we hear, everything we experience from the moment we're born. And the subconscious doesn't distinguish, and it doesn't care whether the experience or whatever you're hearing is the truth or if it's a lie. And I'm thinking of maybe parents that tell their children they'll never amount to anything. And so children hear these things, and their subconscious records them, and it really is just like a recording. So as you live your life and you get older, the recording gets played over and over and over. And I know many of your listeners are probably too young to remember phonograph records, but I grew up in the 50s and 60s, so that's what we had then. And if you played a record over and over and over, sometimes you wore a groove in the vinyl, and then when you try to play it again, it would go right to that place and just keep going over and over in a continuous loop. Our emotions and experiences and feelings that we have get recorded in our subconscious, and they do the same thing, but they wear a groove in our soul, and they just keep going back and back over and over through our minds. And so if our parents tell us, you'll never amount to anything, we accept that as a truth. And then guess what? We make decisions that ensure that we're never going to amount to anything. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So how can we avoid this? I mean, you can't you can't go back, right? There's no time machine. We're not in Back to the Future. We don't have a DeLorean we can hop in and a doc to bring us back there to change the different things that have happened to us or change how we react to different things parents have said to us in the past. So as we are an adult, how do you change that recording, Diane? How do you change it?
Well, there are a lot of ways you can change it. You can change it by through faith, if you're a person of faith. Faith teaches you different truths. And most of those, you know, faith has positive truths. So if we have learned something that's erroneous, the way to correct that is to replace it with something that is really the truth. And so we have to understand and come to an understanding in our minds that it's up to us to reteach and re-record those feelings and emotions and change them into something positive. And really, it becomes a choice. And so if we can remember that it's a choice, you know, just like getting on a train and going somewhere is a choice, we can choose to be depressed or angry or, you know, any of the other negative things that we might feel. We can record an entirely new tape that we then play that, and then that becomes our truth, the real truth.
Diane, what do you suggest for parents of young children? Do you suggest that they are continuously positive in their support of their kids? Just be mindful of what they're saying to them, maybe even without them knowing. Maybe they say things like unconsciously saying them.
Right. I think that happens a lot, and I think a lot of parents end up saying things that are hurtful that they didn't intend to be hurtful, but that's how they're interpreted by the child. But for parents, the main thing they can do is to give their children their attention and their time. Sit down and talk to them. Let them know that they're important to you, that they matter. When I grew up at a time and in a family, we didn't say I love you. And while I knew on one level, an intellectual level, that my family loved me, I didn't feel like they loved me. And unfortunately, it's what we feel. That's what we're going to go by, is what we feel. So it caused me to feel like I didn't matter. And that caused me to make choices, unwise choices, when I was a young woman. Those choices have affected my life. My whole entire adult life. They've also affected my children's lives. And I feel that if I had had some encouragement, someone to sit and talk and, you know, find out what your children think. Find out what's going on in their lives. Just, you know, be present. Be there. It's like I've heard it said, instead of presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, give them your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, which is more important.
Now, what would you want to leave our listeners with today, Diane, in terms of the most important things? I know you have three most important things that we should be remembering about our past.
The number one thing that we all need to remember about the past is that the past does not exist. It is gone. It was a moment in time, and that has gone. It's past. So if we can remember that it's past, that can help us to avoid trying to go to those places. And we need to remember that the past can take us to some dark and unpleasant places emotionally, but it can do that only if we allow it. And that is a choice that we have that we can make every day. If we live in the present, we can prepare for the future. Then the past, it not only ceases to exist in our reality, our present reality, but it will cease to exist in our hearts and minds as well.
Well, Diane, thank you. I really appreciate you being here with us today and all the listeners. You can visit Amazon.com. You'll be able to learn more about Diane Dill and her books, including her previous title, Love is a Red and White Umbrella, and the upcoming book, which we spoke about today, Last Train to Yesterday, Letting Go of the Past. So thank you again, Diane, for being here.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Everyone, this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful, perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.